This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Naked.
Okay, well, jeez. That's not lecherous.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just need... sorry. Naked.
Hey.
Naked. Naked.
Hey.
Is that better?
Yeah.
You think we're going to get more calls if I say it that way?
I was like, naked.
Overwhelming number of stories in the news.
Big time.
Of people just naked doing stuff. And we want to know what you were naked doing.
Yeah.
And if you're just going to call and say I was naked having relations, that's not good enough.
No.
You have to be naked in a place that you're probably not supposed to be naked.
Doing something you usually don't do when you're naked.
Florida dude just got arrested for being naked outside a motel.
Okay.
If we were to keep little tick marks for how many times naked people are outside a motel versus a hotel.
Good call.
I'm going most of the tick marks are going to be on the
You used to work at the and you saw this going on the time.
I worked at the Lamplighter Motel in Longmont, Colorado. And I'm going to tell you what, I saw a lot of naked people there.
I bet.
And I'm going to tell you something else. Didn't see a single naked person that I wanted to see naked.
I bet.
Why is it never?
Ever. It's always those people.
Oh my God, is that supermodel Chrissy Teigen? And her towel just fell off? Nope.
Never.
It's the before pictures of Chrissy Teigen before surgery. So a Florida dude got arrested out of his motel. A lot of people were sitting outside their rooms. The guy took off his shorts, exposed his junk. Officers arrived. He said, I get naked when I'm really happy. Or when I'm really sad.
Weird. Or when I'm in a motel.
And never told the officers which one he was that particular day. He's been charged with indecent exposure and obstruction.
But you know, like you said, man, if you're staying in a motel, you should kind of like give a little leeway.
You're in Vegas, you're at Paris, you expect to see Cirque du Soleil, right?
Right.
Ta-da!
Motel, naked people.
It's the floor show of a motel.
Cirque du Soleil.
The pool's broken? All right, when's the naked people start?
Yeah, the pool's always broken.
Always broken. I was just trying to scoop the lungs out of there. We had another murder last night. Oh, okay. Can we just one day?
Just do motel.
Motel.
That's it,
motel. And we literally don't say anything else. We just come in and go, motel.
Enough said. Motor lodge.
Naked, possibly inebriated man chases seagulls on a beach.
Okay.
So here's the deal. He's in northern Michigan, and people see him running along the beach, like making seagulls run away. And then eventually he dives like into the water, except he wasn't in the water. He was in the parking lot.
So what the hell is this guy?
You're going to be shocked to hear this, but what? Naked boy had a little LSD in his system.
Oh, well, there we
go. No way.
That's my
naked and LSD. Maybe when we do motel, we can just do LSD as the subplot.
I like it.
If you have LSD at a motel, you win. Here's another one. This is a Wisconsin feller. Apparently, he went to this dude's house, drank his whiskey, and ate his muffins.
Is that a euphemism?
I want it to be.
Okay.
The homeowner came home, found a stranger had broken in, was sleeping naked in the bed. He was like, pulled the old Goldilocks thing. He's like, drank my whiskey, ate my muffins. Mm-hmm. This guy was on meth.
Oh, well, hey. A common theme.
And then the British police have been busted for their side of nakedness. They have been using their helicopters to catch people naked.
Get out. Law enforcement?
Mm-hmm. Because they have high power.
Gotta respect that. Use your tool. Like, yeah, there's
hovering over beaches where they can see some naked, and they've caught people having relations and doing the.
Dang.
Oh, the other one we had to get to is this. She's an Instagram model, but she was naked. She was freaking out at like, was she at a motel or where was she at?
Where's seen a hotel?
Ah,
she's in a hoe.
She's in a hoe instead of a mo. She's got about 75,000 followers on Instagram, but Brissa was walking around naked. So a nice police officer showed up, handed her a towel, and then she did the like rat tail.
She didn't cover up. She
no, she's like, he's like, is this a game? Or?
Gotcha.
She was naked and she whipped the police officer with the, have you been naked anywhere? I don't get naked when I'm in the shower.
I always, whatever.
I wear my swimwear.
You do not. That's,
no, I mean, but have you been caught naked?
Well, it was, I tell the same story. It was back in high school. I was at the, we were just hanging out at some place, and then one of these seniors that didn't like me, didn't like the cut of my jib, he came running after me. So I took off. This is now Main Street, the town I grew up in. So I'm booking.
Is that Wahpeton?
Yes. Okay. And he was faster than me. Good old Myron. I got run down by Myron Knight, too.
Oh, man.
So he reached out. I was wearing sweats and shorts, and he reached out to try and grab me, and it was the back of the waistband of my sweats, and just...
Were you, you invented the tearaway stripper sweat.
I think I must have, right there on Main Street. So right, I'm at the busiest intersection, so I'm standing there. So I got my top on, and I'm trying to cover up, and I took off.
Oh, your top seems like it'd be enough.
Hey, now.
Oh, I don't know what you're insinuating that I meant. Or that I'm... Yeah.
Either way, I was naked there in public.
Naked in the streets of Wahpeton.
I was, yeah.
Is there like a statue made for you now at the
end
of the street?
They sing songs about me now.
Oh, look at the statue. I was going to say, did they erect a statue for me? But.
It's quite an erection, Slacker.
War 5.
All I could think was it's in the penal code.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that guy had the balls to run me down. Okay. Up there. Okay. You know, all right. Okay.
You little D, you got a nakedness?
It wasn't me, but when I first graduated high school, I moved out of state, and I went all by myself. And when I came back home, I didn't have enough money to rent a trailer and bring all my stuff. So I had to get a storage unit there. And when I went back to go get it, my whole family went with me, and they had never seen my house when I lived out there. I had moved out like 7 months prior to taking them back, but they had never seen the house. So I wanted to take everybody by it and show them where I was living and where I had worked and the city and all that stuff. And so we're going through, and we pulled into town at probably about 9 o'clock at night. And so it was completely dark. And I was like, yeah, I'll just swing you by the condo and show you where I lived. Well, the bedroom window that I had overlooked the parking lot of this condo complex. Sweet. And so I get everybody in the car. We go over there. We pull into the parking lot. And I'm like, yeah, that was our condo right there. That's where we lived. And that window right there, that's my bedroom. And the second everybody turns to look at the window, some huge naked woman comes walking and just stops and stands right in the window. And is like, what's going on here? You know, everybody was standing there like, did she come with her? What happened? Like, yeah.
So, I left her there. It's part of the damage deposit. are we going to be able to get through naked stories?
No.
I didn't think so. This is going to be immaturity festival.
I hope.
Okay. If you've been naked in a weird spot, it can't just be naked in a normal spot, but just your best naked story. We'd love to hear it. Amber?
Yay.
Naked.
So my friend was in town and my boyfriend is a photographer. So we went to this national park and we were going to take pictures, and we were like, me and her were just like, let's get naked. Like, this will be great. And we got naked and we were all secluded. We had hiked out a little bit. We're about 100 or so yards away from our clothes, and we're just taking some photos, running up with our butts. And all of a sudden, this family with probably a boy around age 14 or 15, just old enough, walk over, and we're just sitting there with nothing. I mean, we have nothing. And it's just cans. Just go wherever they can cover.
So how old was this boy checking out your nakedness?
Probably about 14 or 15. Just old enough to know what was going on.
Oh, that's not just old enough to know what's going on. That's old enough for him to be mentally recording everything.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been played in his mind over and over and over again.
That was some sort of fun.
It was like, this one time I went to a national forest, and you're not going to believe what happened.
Dear
penthouse.
It was just girls, right?
So you just covered yourself with what? Cans?
With hands. Like, whatever we could cover with our hands, but there's not enough hands to cover everything, so...
Yeah, actually, it's a federal offense to be naked in a state park.
Shut your mouth.
I'll realize that later.
It is?
It is. You can't drink a beer. You can't get naked.
I have done all of those things
lot. Yeah, that's federal.
Can you be naked in your tent?
That's a good question.
Can I drink a beer in my tent?
You should. Wow.
Because I've done both of those things a lot.
That's a good question.
Huh.
National Park loopholes.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for your nakedness, nice. Amber. Do you still do the National Park photo shoots, or was that the last one?
Sometimes. We do it sometimes.
Wow. Thank you for the call. They're those people. They're pineapple people.
Yes.
Nick?
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. Naked.
So, sophomore year of college, I was having relations with this girl, and our friends walked in. We were about to go out, and instead of going to the hallway to meet up with them, I decided to jump out the third-story window onto the cold snow and run across campus to my room.
Oh, naked,
butt naked.
You finished, and your dismount was a three-story drop into a snowbank.
The sad story was I did not get to finish.
Oh, so you had to cool it down quick.
I was gonna say, pretty steamy in that snowbank.
Oh my God, we're fived. And nobody saw your naked run?
I guess not. Somehow it was just like magically no one was outside at the time, so I was lucky.
Three stories into a snowbank, that's
impressive, especially when you were mid. And
and you just got it all done.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
Well, I would have just stayed. I'd take the repercussions right. before I'm jumping into a snowbank with my right. junk. Thank you for the call, Nick. Katie?
Yay.
Naked.
So it was my second day of my senior year, and my teacher was mixing some chemicals because I was a TA for him. And it had a simple chemical reaction. It blew up in his face and became the Green Hulk, and I got burned on my arm. And about an hour later, I was under a decon pad with over 30 firefighters in my school student parking lot, completely naked, getting hosed down and scrubbed.
What?
So the chemical reaction, they burned your clothes off, or they had to just peel them off of you and scrub you?
Nothing like that. I was wearing a sweater. And my arm was washing. I was washing out bleachers, and my arm was just exposed. And I had some burning when this chemical powder explosion from liquid to powder happened. And they're like, "Oh, you got touched. So guess what? You're getting naked."
Wow, it
was pretty terrifying.
So it would have taken only a handful of firefighters, but when saw you, we did roll everybody to
high
take
college
care of
co-ed
this.
Needs a needs a bath.
It was literally 30 firefighters with sunglasses. And the first time anybody's ever seen me naked besides my mom, it was the most terrifying thing in my entire life.
Do they put up a curtain or anything, or they just do it right there?
It was a big circus tent inside the student parking lot, and it was the senior parking lot.
Ugh.
But of course, there was I think two other females. But yeah, it was, I even asked them, I was like, "Can I just take my sweater off?" They're like, "Nope." I'm like, "Do I have to take my bra and underwear off?" And they're like, "Yep." I'm like, "Well, happy birthday to me."
Oh, man. That sucks.
That is terrible. Thank you for your nakedness, though, Katie. Is that a thing for her now, do you think? I can barely shower alone now. I need at least six firefighters there. Brianna.
Hi.
Naked.
All right. So I was visiting colleges with my three best friends, and we were in Minneapolis at the La Quinta. And there may or may not have been some alcohol involved when we decided to skinny dip in the hotel pool and lost track of time. And the clerk in the hotel came to close it down. And, of course, we were all swimming around having a merry time and forgot to grab towels and sprinted back to the room.
I have stayed in a million hotels in my life. I was in a band, and I can honestly say I've never skinny dipped even once. I have friends who have hot tubs who are like, "Ooh, naked time in the hot tub." I don't get it.
Yeah, especially
it's so liberating.
It's not liberating.
Well,
it's liberating if it's in your own, if you know where the water came from and know that nobody else's junk was in there 45 seconds before yours
Other
was.
Other La Quinta people.
Right.
Let's be real. I'm 30 now and I would not do that again today, but I think that sometimes, when
the skinny dip is worth it.
A lot of really great ideas.
Good for you.
Skinny dip. Yeah, thank you for the call. I think skinny dip in the ocean. There's enough nature to eat all the bacteria, but skinny dip in an 8-person hot tub is a no. Plus, it's just a petri dish. It's warming it up for you.
Exactly.
Bacteria is okay. Sandra.
Yay.
Naked.
So I was 18 or 19, and I was at home in our apartment. and I thought I had the house to myself. And I was taking a shower, and I had some laundry in the dryer, but I wanted to put something on that was in there.
Oh, boy. I've done the naked run to the dryer.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it is right in the hallway, too. It's, like, in the middle of the apartment, basically. So I'm walking around buck naked, and then my mom, I turn, and my mom is standing right there. And she just couldn't say anything. She was just staring at me. And I had a laundry basket with a whole bunch of holes in it so you could see right through it. I pulled it up and I just yelled. I was like, don't look at me.
It's your mom, though. Your mom can see you naked.
Well,
it's when she's like showing 18. A realtor the house that you're like, Mom! Really, at 18, your mom can't see you naked anymore?
No.
Yeah, it's a little. Yeah, you get to a point.
Really?
Where,
I'm grown at that point.
Yeah.
You're grown. It's, you know.
Slacker, you're all.
We don't have that kind of relationship either. We're
apparently, Slacker does with his mom because he's like, all. You're all shocked and
I feel like
but,
my dad could see me naked at 18.
And,
I think the same sex parent could see you.
The same sex parent.
Well, because it's like, you know,
well,
if you had to go, like, do you have one of these
okay.
right here? And he'd be like, I don't know. Let me show you.
It's okay. No, I. No.
It was very, very awkward. I ran away, and we never talked about it again.
Huh. All right, thank you for the nakedness. I guess I'm weird. I don't find it...
Yeah, when you get to that age, just you don't want... Yeah.
You don't
want to
see...
Well, you want your aunts and your uncles, your
no,
cousins.
Just your mom.
But just your mom. I want to make sure my mom sees me naked when I
am traveling to go see my mom.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be gone for a couple days,
okay.
And I'm going to Instagram some pics of my mom like staring at my
job. No.
Maggie.
Yai.
Yai.
Naked.
Okay, so this was in the middle of the night in winter, and I was living with my roommates, and I had heard, I woke up in the middle of the night to this loud banging,
yeah.
loud banging, and then I got all these calls, call after call after call after call from this unfamiliar phone number, and finally it turns to knocking on my apartment door, and I'm scared out of my mind. It's the middle of the night, and I'm like, who is knocking? Who is banging? I look outside, and finally I work up the courage to open the door, and my neighbor, whom I've never met, says, your roommates are trapped out on your balcony, and it turns out that they had locked themselves out on my balcony whilst having relationships.
Oh man. So they just...
So the loud banging you heard...
Was loud banging.
Not quite. They were just trying to bang on the door as loud as they could to wake me up, but I was too afraid to go into their room and open their balcony.
Why
door.
Were they having relations outside?
You'll have to ask them that.
Can we get their numbers?
That is kind of weird.
I mean, if they have access to the inside, I would relate inside just, and
yeah,
then...
Yeah.
We were a pretty liberal apartment. There was a lot of nudity in our apartment.
Okay.
Oh, I'm looking for roommates at all times. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Maggie. Joe.
Yai.
Yai. Naked.
Okay, so I lost a bet. I'm not going to really explain what the bet was. And my friends had me go in a Speedo and go skiing down the mountain. And it was one of those Velcro Speedos. And then it was really windy and all that. I don't know. And then somehow it flew off. And then I proceeded to be naked skiing down the hill after that happened. Skied next to some like little ski schooler kids.
Oh, my God.
And I bolted into the trees. And I was so cold because, you know, you like you're wearing nothing. And then my friends proceeded to film it one thing, and then they found me in the trees, and they brought me. I think I used one of their jackets to get.
You just happened to have a Speedo with you on this trip, and then it was a Velcro Speedo that's susceptible to wind.
The bet happened like a week before.
Oh, so you were paying it off.
So it was all planned. Yeah, I was basically.
Where do you put your lift ticket when you?
Fabulous question, Steve. Fabulous.
A lanyard with the ski pass.
Got
it. Oh, okay. There
all
we
right.
go. Use that to cover
well, you
up
you were totally
a
naked then. Thank you for the call, Joe. He couldn't have been that impressive, though, because it's cold.
That's good. Okay.
So the ski school is kind of probably all going, yeah. I got that guy beat. Samantha.
Yay.
Yay. Naked.
Oh, naked. So my husband and I had just moved out of state to a small town. He hears some commotion right outside our front. Our apartment door. So he opens the door, just cracks. Of course, it's bedtime in the middle of changing. He cracks the door open. I hear some scuffling. I'm like, what's going on? So I kind of peek around the corner where the door is cracked open. And there's at least 10 cops right there with their guns drawn, saying, get on the ground, get on the ground. He's laying on the ground with his hands behind his head. Apparently, our neighbors had gotten into some kind of domestic right out front, and there was a shotgun shell in between our apartments. And so they were being very cautious, but I was completely naked, freezing cold, middle of winter, completely just exposed.
Spread out on the ground so the cops could frisk you. It's like, clearly I don't have anything.
Right?
Nothing's hidden, I swear.
Oh.
Keep your hands where we can see them, man.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Well, the cops got a free show anyway.
I guess.
Thank you for the call. Wow, this was fun. Mm-hmm. And Steve,
yes.
May I commend you?
What's that?
And may I commend myself?
We weren't like too immature.
Sort of mature.
Hey.
All right, if you want more naked stories, you want to give them to us, give them to us on the Facebook page, the Slacker and Steve Facebook page, and we'll be less mature there.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.